And with our next poet, brother from Dallas, Jamshed. Salawat.
They were right about the brightness. It is very bright in here. If you're an Obama fan, I suggest you vacate the premises right now. It's about to get nasty in here. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My poem is entitled Confusion. Confusion reigns in the case of Islam. This is odd, given the clarity of Islam. People don't act, they are not sure. They ask each other questions, stupid questions. Questions like, what if we say something that they don't like? What if we go to jail? What if we get deported? When confronted by the reality that they have rights enshrined in this so-called constitution, right to free speech and assembly, so long as they don't commit any crime, they can shout down with Zionism as many times as they desire. They can shout death to Israel as many times as they desire, yet they still come up and ask questions, stupid questions. Like, isn't this extremist? Or won't we seem barbaric? Or shouldn't we ingratiate ourselves with the political elites first? Kissing Hillary Clinton's feet as we polish Obama's shoes? Or kiss George Bush on his ugly face just as he rises to kill 1 million fathers in downtrodden Iraq? Yet he stands in their mosque and they kiss him! When confronted with the reality, they ask more questions. Stupid questions. And yet, I have found that it isn't Islam's fault. Islam isn't confusing, it's without any fault. Let me ask them a question. Qazi Shuraih, who gave the fatwa against Hussein ibn Ali, did he have a beard? Was he wearing an imama? Or some kind of pajama? You see, my brothers, clothes don't make the man. The man makes the clothes. And yet we're prepared to follow the house slave Obama and his white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed mama. I'm talking about Hillary, that woman who resembles Hind. You see, Imam Khomeini said it best in his book. Islam is very clear, my brothers, it is you who are confused. Confused, perhaps not the best of words. More like stupid. Made stupid. You see, stupid is as stupid does. I'm talking about Shaitan with his evil suggestions. He's the dumbest of them all. He provokes fear of loss of property or freedom or dignity or status or fame. Yet we like to cry, Ya Hussein. What a shame. My God, the hypocrisy is stunning and revealing. We like to say, Ya Ali. Yet Amir al-Mu'mineen said, my followers will be crushed. Crushed by whom? Who does the crushing? You see, the crushing is crucial. That is not a stupid question. If you ain't being crushed, there's something to fear. The enemies of God recognize his friends. And if they ain't bothering you, you better not pretend like you're special because you ain't. We need to organize and mobilize and rise. I close with a question that'll clarify my point. Even for the stupid people with their PhDs. 6 million Muslims, and yet not even one million can come out on the street to decry the evil Zionist regime? Confusing? No, my brothers and sisters, it ain't confusing. Al-Furqan comes from taqwa and the path is clear. Those who fear God have nothing to fear. Rise up! And shout, all 6 million of you, and then you will see AIPAC is nothing but old Jewish men cloistered together, clinging to the strings of Uncle Sam. Rise up! And you will see the oppressor quaking and shaking and Imam Mahdi smiling, and then you will know the power of Al-Islam. And then it will be clear. Confusion will disappear. Imam Mahdi will appear. You just have to be sincere. In solitary confinements, resist the urge to sin. Be good Muslims. That's the place to begin. And then there is nothing but light, so clear and pure, it'll make you cry with shame at what you were before. Confusion is impossible. We aren't confused. We're stupid, made stupid, by the stupidest of them all. That idiot Iblis, may the curse of God on him fall. And we have to shake it off with a rallying cry. Hey, hayat min nazilla, labayka ya Hussein.
Labayka ya Hussein.
Labayka ya Hussein.
And then you will see, it ain't a mystery. You don't need a PhD. Islam is very clear and simple and easy and pristine. Islam is the light that clears confusion. My brothers and sisters, in the absence of sins and their profusion. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
I wrote this at the airport on the way over here, so this one might not quite be what you're expecting. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'in rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu waliyu allazina amanu yukhrijuhum minan nuri ila al-zulumat. As I ponder this verse, I look at myself and curse the wasted moments in time. I could have done so much more in my youth and my prime. That God exists is a certainty. Look around, look within, become familiar with his currency. This is a path of the heart, the state of my heart, gauged by my desire for salat. Ayatullah Qazi gave me surety. Pray on time and gain eternal glory. If not, curse me till eternity. Ah, but the wiles of Shaitan, may he be damned, a staunch enemy of man. I sometimes get a sense of what could be, the inkling of an ocean, a whiff of certainty. I swear I will testify on the day of judgment. Salat, salat, as-salat. Oh God, please don't let me testify against myself. The thought it terrifies. I am my own biggest enemy. So close to the beginning. If I can start, I can finish. Salat, as-salat, as-salat. Salat makes freedom. Salat means freedom from tyranny. Salat is the key. Pray on time and vanquish the enemy. You are the enemy of yourselves.